I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Malaysia, Christians are fighting to use the word Allah in their Bibles and books. The word simply means God in Arabic, but Greg Musselman of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada tells us,
Christians have been using that particular word in Christian publications and even in their own Bible, which goes back to 1731. It is the Bahasa Malaysia Bible. So that word has been used by Christians and Muslims, and there wasn't a lot of issue for many, many years, but back in the early 2000s, it started to become an issue with some Muslims in the country.
Malaysia's courts very much want to avoid a ruling that will cause religious violence. Malaysia's believers want to use the word, but they also want peace in their community. Pray the witness of the Malaysian church would point many to Jesus as Lord. And passing years are often marked by events. However, Dean Vandermeer with Set Free Ministry says that 2020 was also notable for extreme emotions, primarily fear and anger. While anger is a God-given reaction to injustice, the way Christians respond must reflect Christ, not fear. Vandermeer says that outside events are important, but they shouldn't change a Christian's hope and joy.
That love, joy, and peace is not based on circumstances. So we have to start turning our hearts toward heaven and asking the Lord what's in our hearts that's causing the fear and the anger and the anxiety, and start to release that back to the Father, whether it's perceived injustice or a real injustice.
Approaching life with the joy, love, and peace that comes from Christ enables Christians to truly stand out. Pray for Set Free Ministries as they share hope with hurting people. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.